Welcome to Deckheads, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Deckheads with your hosts, Nick and Anna. Broadcasting from the bottom of the boat, below deck.
Ooh, I'm horny.
All yacht talk all the time.
I'm having a party.
We're shoveling coal to keep this show afloat.
I love cocaine.
We're off the map in international waters.
I need some drama, me.
Hide that cocaine.
Never.
In my nose.
Just so you know, I'm in an open relationship.
Below deck.
Woo!
Below me.
What?
Deckhead.
Hey, Anna.
Hey, Nick. You're excited, huh?
Yeah, I pretend to be excited at the start of every show to maybe I'll ramp myself into it, but you're right. It's all a sham.
I always see you and I go, oh, he's big boy excited.
I don't like that.
Isn't it so condescending? He's big boy excited.
I don't like that at all.
Hey, is big boy excited?
I don't like that.
It's like you're talking to a baby. Hey, how's big boy doing?
I'm not a baby.
I ain't no stinking baby. Have you seen that video where the really small guy's like, I know baby. I ain't no stinking baby. Because everyone thinks he's a baby. And they're all like, oh, he's so cute. And he's like, I ain't no stinking baby.
No, what are you talking about?
You
what
haven't
is this?
Seen that video? You haven't seen
what
all
mean
the
video?
Best videos.
Like on the intranet?
No, on your phone that you just magically got. Yes, on the internet.
What are you talking about?
I have to send you a bunch of videos. I got to show
Please do not send me videos. I couldn't imagine something I want less.
Videos?
What You're are you? One. What are you, my girlfriend?
Remember?
That's all she does. She doesn't even talk to me anymore. She just sends me videos about how she's feeling. I'm in this mood. And it's just a clip from The Single Guy. Remember that show, The Single Guy?
The Single... Why does that sound so familiar? What is that?
Because it was a TV show on must-see TV Thursday nights after Friends.
Who was in it?
Jonathan, he was the one of the leads in Weekend at Bernie's. Jonathan something. Anyway, The Single Guy. Great reference. Let's move on.
Okay. Guys.
Jonathan
we are here.
Silverman. Yeah. Jonathan. You love him. Everybody loves him. You know him. You love him. What's not to love?
I don't even know who that is.
Don't do this to me. Don't do this. Oh, you're old. I don't know who Jonathan Silverman is. Of course you do. No, everybody like, does.
I can't place him in my mind.
No, knowing Jonathan Silverman is everyone does it. Okay?
Jonathan Silverman. Jonathan yeah. Silverman. Jonathan Silverman. Jonathan. Oh, that guy? He's like the... Ugh. Oh, okay. Yeah.
What? He's what?
I don't know. He reminds me of like that era where it was like Dharma and Greg. Three guys, a woman, and a pizza shop. Like, he's from that era.
He was in that show with George Clooney, the ER that was the other ER, the sitcom.
Oh.
E/R.
What?
There was a 30, there was, yeah, there was a half hour sitcom called E/R in 1984, 1 year, and George Clooney was in it. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
All right.
How would that be
times
funny?
When people see funny things, they laugh or indicate that they find it funny. But I like what you do. I like your approach.
I love humor, but yes. I'm really struggling with this.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get moving.
So, guys, we are here to talk about Below Deck Mediterranean Season 3, Episode 2. That's right. We've gotten
yes.
this far.
Yes, we're also talking about the 1995 God. Sitcom The Single Guy on
Never
NBC.
Heard of it.
Do you know how many episodes it was?
Five before it was canceled.
If you get this right, I'll give you $1,000.
I would say five episodes before it was canceled.
So you said the same number that you said right before I said I would give you $1,000. Why would I, if I heard you say the right number, why would I then offer
Fine.
You $1,000?
Nine episodes before it got canceled.
40.
In one season?
No, two oh. seasons. It went two full seasons.
Oh, so it didn't get canceled.
Well, I mean, it got canceled eventually, but no, certainly not after five.
Oh boy.
You gotta have a little faith in Jonathan Silverman.
I don't know who that is.
I have this voicemail from Jonathan Silverman. He wanted you to hear it. Have a little faith in me.
I knew this was an opportunity for you to showcase your singing voice.
What's wrong with that?
A lot of people are on to your trick that you're just here to sing and get a record deal.
And then I'm going to leave this show in the dust.
Yeah.
Once I'm a big singing celebrity, I won't have time to watch Below Deck.
Everyone warned me. They were like, oh, you're going to do it with Nick Turner? Oof. You do realize he's just trying to get a fucking record deal, right? And I was like, Nick Turner, the comedian.
Have a little faith in me.
And they're like, yeah, dude, he's been doing this stand-up thing just to get his fucking vocals out. And I was like, what? But no, clearly I was blinded by your humor.
All right, I have a question.
Turns out you were just trying to get your vocals out to iHeartRadio.
I have a question.
I threw away that CD you asked me to slip in the on the desk of the head of iHeartRadio Music, by the way.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I am talking to people about doing another album, but I am in a deal where that when I made the deal, it required multiple albums, but I don't, you know, things change so much in this industry, especially recently.
Yeah. You started hating stand-up?
No, I'm just saying, what if, I know it's a comedy label, but what if I just did a CD of standards?
Oh, where you just sang?
Right, just sang, not even joking.
I think that would be the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
TJ Miller, with this same organization and this same deal, he...
Can I say what it's called, if I think I know?
No, there's no reason to. But anyway,
Got some deal points on the table.
He wanted out of his deal and they wouldn't let him. And so instead, because he had two more albums on the deal, he made a rap album. And then he made a remix to that album as another album.
That's interesting that they wouldn't want to just get rid of TJ Miller off that deal themselves. But
well, this happened... like 2010.
Oh, this was, well, he was still pretty. Well, okay, go ahead.
Well, it was over. I was done with the story.
Oh, okay. So he basically chose to do a rap album instead to meet the requirements of dropping two more albums.
Yes.
I would love an album of you singing the standards. I think that would be so much fun. You taking it very seriously and being like, this is who I am now. I'm a singer. You have a beautiful voice, but I'm sure.
Comedy Central Records.
Yes, that would be hilarious. That would be fucking hilarious.
All right, I'll do it.
And it's like the most serious thing you've ever done. I would fucking love that. And I would listen to it seriously because I love the standards and I love a beautiful singing voice and I love your singing voice. So I would enjoy it.
All right. So that's one. And you would pay how much?
Oh, I'm not paying for it, honey.
Wait.
I would just text you, Apple Pay you $10. How about that?
Whoa. Yes. I'm in. Someone emailed me and said that we should, Nick and I should start a Cameo for Get Rich Nick.
Yeah.
And people keep saying that, but that's not a good idea. It's you don't want to be on Cameo having no one request you. You don't want to be a face people scroll by because they don't know who they are. Then she was like, I'll pay you $25 and I'll buy one from Nick also for $25. And I'm like, that is a whole episode of our show.
There you go. Do it.
If we make $50, but then I can't I would have to get off of it immediately afterwards because I just can't be there.
You don't know that Nick Turner, the star, isn't going to be in demand.
Oh, you know, you see your friends on there. Oh, it's hard to look at sometimes when you see certain people on there.
All right, let's get into the episode. It's been 84 minutes that we've started the show. We have not talked about Below Deck Med.
It's 10 minutes. Below Deck is over. It's just a show where we talk now.
No, it's season... 3 Med episode 2. So we continue with the main primary charter guest going to talk to Captain Sandy because they're miserable people, and they're having a bad time apparently because they got served their delicious dinner in a bowl.
And she said, "Yeah, she said, Captain Sandy, it appears to me that I have gained quite a bit of weight in Georgia."
No, Nick, do not talk.
I was
about
looking
this
at my
Nick
at my preference sheet here in Savannah, and it says I'm very skinny.
Nick, do not talk about this woman's weight.
I won't. I never have. Why do you keep bringing that up?
What
Name
do you think
one
you're
time
doing?
I did that. Name one time.
Just now. And then the
you,
last episode.
You're making that up.
Okay.
You're lying.
Okay. If you're going to keep
it
crying
worked.
Like this, I will not listen
it
to your
worked.
Standards album.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, okay. Right. So she tells Captain Sandy that she's not having a good time and that the food presentation was not good enough and it was in a bowl and that her preference sheet said no starches or pastas and there was only one asparagus cut up. She also said that Hannah looked frustrated sometimes, but that just might be her face. And she also said a few of her, in quotes, fabulous friends had to pour their own wine a few times and... She just said,
and then
just
Captain goes, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Three times. No. I'll talk to them.
Yeah. So, yes, Captain said, I'm going to go have a chat with my crew, and hopefully you will have the time of your life with you and your horribly monstrous, fabulous friends. So, Jow is teaching Jamie and Colin some knots, and then he makes a joke that Jamie needs to go work in the interior. And she whips him in the dick with the rope so swiftly that it literally brings him to his knees. And this is her stoicism. She does not even react that this guy is crying of pain from her, like, whipping him in the dick. Like, she just goes back on to her business as if she did not just whip him in the dick.
Oh, man.
Like,
you
her
know, if you're,
face
if you...
doesn't change, Nick. Her face does not. She's just like. Just nothing. And that is, who is this? Jamie is so interesting to me because she is giving us nothing yet everything at the same time.
Yeah. I would have to agree. She should be in the Smithsonian.
She's just interesting. I'm very intrigued by, I'm curious to see where her storyline goes this season. She is interesting to me. She's drawn my interest by being the most terrifying person and yet very low key. I just don't know what to take of.
Yeah.
I don't know. So Hannah is
she keeps you on edge like Rocky.
Don't bring up Rocky. So Hannah is sending Casey to land with the guests so she can hopefully feel better when she feels.
Oh, keep talking.
Mm-hmm. So
keep
Captain
talking.
Sandy pulls. Yeah, no, I'm trying to keep talking.
You keep talking.
No, I'm trying to.
No, you talk while I do this in the background, and it will be fun for the listener.
So, Captain Sandy. That was absurd how loud that got. Captain Sandy pulls Adam aside to say that they didn't like the bowl thing, and he's like, yeah, I know. They don't like bowls, and... He says they lied about the pasta because he told them right before.
Dislikes.
About
I says right there. Bowls.
Yeah. He says he told them about the pasta literally right before by being like, and we see a flashback of him being like, and for dinner, we're going to have this pasta dish. And what's her name is like, yum. Yes. Love it. That's literally the main Trotter guest says she's into it.
Oh, my God. This is so fucking juicy. Like, if I'm Adam, you know, the moment you see that back, you just have to cream your jeans, dude.
Yeah.
It is so great to have all this stuff on tape.
Yeah. And Captain Sandy tells him to just brush it off and make these meals happen. And she also pulls Hannah aside and tells her about what the primary said. And Hannah says sometimes her face can betray her when she's being treated really poorly, but... Captain Sandy says, just apologize and say you're going to turn it around. And she says, okay. So the guests are going to land into Capri. And Jay Wow and Conrad, they keep disagreeing over whether they should clean the boat with chamois or towels. Conrad says chamois because he's the bosun. And Jow keeps trying to make a argument for towels. And I'm like, who fucking cares?
So then the comedy record label gets my record, right? And then they put it on. They're like, all right, we got the new Nick Turner here. Let's hear what it is. And then it's just, there's no business like show business, like no business I know. And they're like, what? Please, no one answer Nick's emails anymore.
And you're like, I recorded it in my closet.
This motherfucker cleans the boat with chamois instead of towels.
Well, chamois are good to dry, right? Chamois. Why do you think they say sham? Wow.
Chamois.
But Jow, J-Wow says, we're growing up in Zimbabwe.
He's like, I named myself after Chamois. I am J-Wow.
So stupid. J-Wow says, growing up in Zimbabwe, you always had to challenge the leaders to understand why you could or couldn't do something. And if they didn't give you a good enough answer, that meant that they were a bad leader. And I'm like, I'm sorry. This is a super yacht charter boat, not a like politically divided country. You got to relax a little. It's just chamois, my boy.
You know what? Use a towel. What do I give a shit? I'm sorry I was so hard on that earlier.
Yeah, so Hannah goes to apologize to the guests about her face, and they accept the apology, and they send the guests off to land, and Casey and Joao go with them, and J-Wow, Casey is so happy to be on land. And back on the boat, Jamie and Hannah are talking about how Casey used to be a day stew, and they're like, well, technically she should be used to being on water, and they're like, maybe she just ain't good, you know, she wasn't in the med, she was in Long Island, and I guess that means the water is calmer.
I am so pleased. So now these women can have the trip they deserve with calm waters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good night.
Well, the weather is a stirring. Did you hear me? The weather
is a stirring. It is a stirring. I hear almost all the things you say.
Almost. So
but I usually don't see gender or hear women.
Oh my God. So
what?
Joao and Casey are hanging J-Wow. Out. They're walking around on land with the guests, and the guests decide to sit down in a restaurant for some drinks, and that allows Joao and Casey to hang out a little and walk around. And he says he finds her attractive and thinks there's a lot to her. And we learn that Casey's allergic to raw vegetables and latex, so she can't use condoms. And apparently did she say she was allergic to raw vegetables?
I think she said nothing of the sort.
Oh, okay. I heard her say something about she's allergic to a bunch of stuff, and then I heard raw vegetables, but who knows? But we know for a fact...
That's the only thing she could eat. Who's allergic to raw vegetables?
I know. That's why I was confused. So maybe I guess all she can eat is raw vegetables because she's allergic to a lot of stuff, but...
Yeah, the only thing that doesn't upset my stomach is queso dip.
You're right. That makes more sense. Okay. But she's allergic to latex, so she can't use condoms. And he's like, yeah, what do you do? And she's like, well, technically, I haven't had sex in 8 years. And he's like, what? In Zimbabwe, we always question why women don't have sex. And she thinks because it should be sacred and not just for getting off. And she wanted to wait until marriage, but in high school, she met her boyfriend and thought he was the love of her life. So she had sex with him. But then she walked in on him with another girl and it broke her heart. And now she wants to wait until she meets the right guy. And Joao is making hints that maybe possibly he could be the right guy. And she's entertaining him, but clearly she thinks he's a flirt.
Yeah, he's drunk and he wants to stick it in any hole that opens.
He's not drunk.
That's later. That's later in the episode.
Yeah. You know what? Let's take
Let's
take a quick break and we'll come back.
All right.
And we're back. What if we never
fly me to the moon?
Oh my God, I would love this. That's it?
And let me play among the stars.
Woo! This is fun.
All right.
Oh, we're not doing it anymore?
No. I'm not going to sing a whole song. That's for the album. People, they hear it here. They take that. They rip this. They isolate this in the episode. They download it. They put it in GarageBand. They put some music behind it. They pretty much make the song. They listen to that. I'm out money.
You know what? You're right, Nick. I was going to... Okay.
All right.
Sorry, I was just like realizing I lost you all that money. So
it had to be you.
I can't. So
you don't have to.
Back on the boat, Brooke is telling Hannah that her boyfriend is being shitty and unsupportive because they're away from each other for the first time. And she says she met her boyfriend Dave on her first boat when he was the yacht chef, but she feels that they're doomed before they even got started because she's working on this boat and who knows where he is. And the rain starts to come down hard, and Captain Sandy says the weather is great in the Med usually, but it can also change in an instant.
Wow, that only happens in the Med, bud. Weather never changes quickly any other place in the universe. Wow.
Well, that's all right. No?
Did you just have a stroke?
No, I'm saying like, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Okay. So the guests are stranded on land for the time being, but they're fine with it. And Joao can't stop asking Casey questions about her sex life, and she just thinks it's funny because he's a fool. The crew on deck are trying to secure the outside of the boat as much as possible, and it is storming. There's thunder. There's so much going on, and they're like just trying to grab all the flowers and bring all the like chairs in and cover up anything that can get soaked. And Joao and Casey, that was a weird moment where they walked.
J-Wow. Why don't you say J-Wow? I mean, what is it? What do you hate
forgetting.
Me?
I keep forgetting, to be honest.
Every
with you.
Time you said it like 150 times, you forget it every time. Like, what's? I feel like you want to forget it. You know?
Yeah.
Do you ever think about stuff like that? Like why we do stuff?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
So J-Wow. Okay.
Yes, but say it before you say the other name.
J-Wow and Casey. So, okay, there was a weird moment where the restaurant is like, we actually feed you guys as well. That's part of the deal. What do you think he was talking about?
Wait, who said that?
The, like, restaurant owner where the guests were sitting came out and was like, are you guys hungry? To J-Wow and Casey, and they're like, part of the deal is we feed you guys too. And they were like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, well, because they get their restaurant on television. I'm sure every restaurant's trying to get the crew to film there.
Right. Well, so it's raining, so they're kind of stuck there for a while. So Joao and Casey decide to have some food as well. And J-Wow updates Conrad on the situation and says the guests are not pissed at all. They're just drinking wine and eating at the restaurant and being cool. And the weather is
it's beautiful.
Storming, it's wild, it's thundering, honey.
Yeah. Big storm. And these women don't like storms, but for some reason they are so cool with this storm.
They're just chilling.
There is no drama at any point with these ladies in this storm. When they're not on the boat, they're like lovely.
Yeah. It's an interesting thing.
Yeah, what do you think it is?
I think they're just chilling. Like, they're literally just drinking wine, so they don't care. And, like, someone is filling their glasses for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
You keep waiting for them to blow up outside the boat, and it just never happens. And then they get back in the boat, and they're like, that's right. I'm a miserable bitch. I've shot over 100 zebras. Where'd I lose you? Are you Googling funeral homes again? Anna, so, you've got years, 3 years tops to live.
As soon as the rain slows down, they get the ladies in cabs to the dock to get them to the boat. And redhead lady is, again, being so intense. She's being like, do you see that? That's a squall. We got to go right now. Okay, let's get them out.
I don't eat bread.
She literally is like, this way, ladies, right now, we need to get on the boat. She's losing her mind.
Yeah, and she was like, you're not driving this boat fast enough. And then she got out of the boat and started running on the water, and she was going faster than the boat was going.
Yeah, because that's crazy. Her energy. Yeah. So, she's freaking out about how weather works and about how we need to go do this and go do that. She's like, well, this. And Brooke and Hannah are back on the boat talking about how excited they are for the guests to leave so they can go out and get drunk the next night. And red-haired lady is going on and on about electricity in the water and on deck. She's like, hey, yeah, be careful, because the water hits a deck and then the electricity will come down and kill you. She is such a busybody.
Yeah, she's cool.
But the like her tone, it induces anxiety in me.
Yeah, it's like with me, with you, like your tone to me when you talk to me.
It really gives me anxiety.
You give me anxiety. Is that clear?
I'm going to kill you.
Okay.
I'm going to fucking kill you. I'm going to kill you, mister. Okay, so the main primary charter wants to do a masquerade-themed dinner, and Casey doesn't feel super great again once she's back on the boat, and she thought eating would help her feel better, but apparently not. And no. Jow tells the other deckhand, Jay Wow tells the other deckhands about his romantic afternoon with Casey. Then he tells them all about her not having sex, like it's his business to tell. That's how I'm like, this is a Zimbabwe bro. Because that was not appropriate.
Yeah. You said Jow and then Jay Wow again.
I know, I keep...
You can't just say Jay Wow, you'll never say it. How about this? We implement kind of a system where you have to give me $5 every time you say J-Wow wrong.
Hmm.
What do you think? Be like a little swear jar, but just like to remind you to say J-Wow.
No. Why would
okay,
I do
well,
that?
Okay, well, I'll be honest with you. I knew that was a long shot.
Why would I do that?
There's no reason. It would be a terrible idea.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, then,
everybody knows
fuck
that.
You.
What?
Fuck you.
I saved you. You were working in that Taylor coat store or something when I found you and I made you a podcaster. Do you remember that? When you were working in that, like, I guess sweatshop kind of, and I walked in there and I said, you're coming with me, and I gave you a podcasting career. You don't remember that, right?
No, I definitely remember it.
Okay, good. Just wanted to make sure I get credit.
Incredibly!
No, please no. It's fine.
So the redhead, Nutball, pulls Hannah aside and says that, so for the cake with strawberries on it for someone's birthday, the main primary charter's birthday, they're going to want it this way. And Hannah's like, what cake for whose birthday? And they're like, I put it on my preference sheet that we're going to have a birthday. And Hannah's like, okay, cool. And then Hannah immediately goes and checks, and there's nothing on there about a cake or a birthday because these women all live in like imaginary land. I don't know where they're coming up with this stuff.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. So Hannah is like, okay, Adam, we can either tell them to fuck off because they didn't put on their preference sheet, or we can just try and pull it out of our asses anyway. And Adam's like, fuck my life. Let's just try and pull it out of our asses anyway. And Hannah puts on her dinner service outfit, and the fabric is sewn really funky, and it looks like she has pokey titties. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, she was like, Captain Sandy was like, well, that's a design flaw. And I'm like, I don't think that was a design. I think that's just, they did that because that's what they wanted her to look like.
You think they were like, give her some pokey titties?
No, give her some nipples. She has titties. We've seen them.
But they're like, they come at like to a point at the end or the.
I know. That's what nipples do. Titties don't have points. Titties are round. Believe me. Why are we getting that? You think you know more about titties than me?
I didn't say that. I literally said nothing about knowing more about titties than you.
You think you know more about titties than me?
Look, I'm sure as a man, you have Googled titties 1,000 times.
See, that's what I look. Yeah, that's just what I Google. I say titties. And I don't even type it. I sit down on my computer and I go titties, and it does not work. I don't have one of those smart computers yet.
Oh my God. Do you still get Bing?
Yeah.
So you
Oh
Bing.
No. I did a factory reset on my laptop.
So you're no longer getting the Bing.
No, I'm living in a Google world and it's beautiful.
I was going to say, you're out here like binging titties. I'm sorry. It's funny.
I'm not out here binging titties. I only have eyes for you.
For binging. guys.
That's four tracks already that I've recorded today.
Amazing. Are you just singing one line
Someone
of the standards?
Someone to watch. Yeah, just one line. And then I'm done.
Then you're binging, you're back to binging titties.
Mm-hmm. I've been calling it binging titties for, 30 years now.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, so you literally love to bing titties.
Oh, I've been bing and titties since I was into it. Since there was titties to bing.
Since you were into it.
I've been bing and titties since there was titties to bing.
That's amazing.
Now we're gonna cut all this out, and by that I mean the last 5 seasons we've done.
We're gonna be binging titties, if you know what I mean.
I don't.
Well,
all right,
whatever. So back to the show where we're not binging titties, apparently. Casey's still vomiting and doing laundry at the same time, and they have to ask Jamie to help with dinner service again, and Hannah's starting to think that it may be pointless to have Casey on the boat if she can't work. Adam is going over the preference sheet and menu with Hannah, and the guests are all dressed up and wearing masks, and they give a mask to Captain Sandy as well because she's joining them for dinner.
Oh, that's great. I'm sure, like all captains, Sandy is excited to hang out with these psychopaths.
Well, don't say psychopaths. You don't know shit about them.
I do know these ladies are psychopaths.
Don't be ableist.
What other explanation is there for these ladies?
Well, I don't know. They're dark.
Okay. Back to you in the studio.
Thanks. So Jamie is annoyed to do turn down service because she's like, I'm a deckhand. This is ridiculous. Just because I'm a woman, I shouldn't have to work with service. But the thing is, she has experience with service. So that's why she is doing that. Yeah. Okay. And here's another great overheard thing from the redhead. She's saying, and so we would take the tuna out of the stream, gut it right there, and eat it while the heart was still pumping. And that's a classic. I'm sorry, no one was speaking to you and you just volunteered that info.
I'll allow it.
That's absurd. She is absurd.
I like to think the opposite of what you think.
Okay, don't devil's advocate right now. Okay.
I think this podcast works best when we're adversaries.
So far the guests love the food, but one guest hasn't touched her appetizer yet or her starter. And Hannah finds out, Hannah goes up to her. It's the blonde one who is very weird and timid. And Hannah goes,
she's a weirdo.
Yeah. She's
capital
weird.
O. Yeah.
She is. I don't know how these ladies found each other, but they're all so weird.
They're so weird. They don't have, no one is getting it. None of these ladies get it in life. I don't know. I don't know what their connection is. Because it's like, you always think like, well, people who no one can stand to be around must find each other, but they don't.
No.
Because these people wouldn't put up with other people like that.
No.
I don't know how they're connected.
They're just like a strange group of female friends. And the white ones are like bonkers.
Yeah.
Because the women of color, for the most part, are pretty chill, except for the main primary who goes and complains. The two white women that are with them are absolutely
They live in a different world.
They are beside themselves.
This experience, this episode with this blonde lady and her shellfish thing, I have never seen anything like it. This woman needs to be Natalie Wooded.
What? You want her to be pushed off the boat?
Murdered and pushed off a boat, yes. Is that going to be a problem?
Oh, the redheaded woman's name is Erika or Erica, but spelled
yes,
A-R.
Erika Franklin.
No, Erika Whatmore.
Whatmore? No more.
Wait, hold on. I just Googled them.
Oh, well, I Googled the primary and she had like 200 Twitter followers.
Oh, well, apparently She has an impressive resume that reveals that she was the youngest woman selected to the prominent 2010 FIFA World Cup planning committee.
Oh, the most corrupt organization in the world, FIFA?
Yeah, and she oversaw the logistical IT side of things for new stadiums built in the FIFA 2010's World Cup in South Africa.
Oh my God, in the heart of the scandal.
Hmm.
Well, that seems like her.
And she runs offices in New York and Alabama, and she's active on several industry fronts, including NASCAR and the Topeka Madiba Zuma Foundation, created by
Say that again, please.
It's a person's name. Topeka Madiba Zuma Foundation. And it's created by the wife of the president of the Republic of South Africa, Jacob Zuma. It says, zoom, zoom, zoom. According to her bio, she was ranked as one of the top 40 under 40 from the Birmingham Business Journal and is described as a military brat who was raised in Europe and speaks German.
Okay.
Hmm. And they say, we don't know much about Erica Watmore, the fiery, outspoken redhead, but we do know that she prefers grilled cheese sandwiches.
With truffles.
Yeah.
I want a grilled cheese sandwich with truffles. Who doesn't?
Wow.
Give me anything with truffles.
Hannah was ripping these ladies apart.
But I know I love you.
Oh, man. Actually, I have to Google Erica Watmore because that woman is next level. I need to know more about her.
How do you spell it?
It's A-R-E-C-A, and then what, and then more is her last name.
Yeah, got it. Oh, she wrote a letter to Sandy.
I just saw that. Dear Sandy.
As a salty kid that grew up on big boats, whether under sail or with stinky engines, I am deeply sorry to have insulted you. Your crew, as I'm sure you're aware of, except for a few key folks, were severely unprepared. I know you knew this. By no means could a captain on that tonnage not know. You are an amazing skipper, and you know your stuff. I apologize for my behavior, but I'm used to a captain of your caliber and in the Caribbean Sea. I'm truly sorry if I embarrassed you. I'm sure this means nothing to you, but you are a fabulous captain. As far as the food episode, I was correct. There are many volumes of ships of land etiquette. I only have female captains on my boat always. I admire you. I could not have handled a boat that tonnage by any means. What is happening?
She's nuts. Captain Sandy tweeted and wrote, Erica posted her apology on my public page, like her public
this is
Facebook
so
page.
So long.
She is a everyone. Oh my God.
I'm everyone sure it's is, Erica.
Everyone's posting photos of her with Meredith as Meredith from The Office.
I'm sure it's Erica Whatmore. And her name that she was on her birth certificate is E-R-I-C-A. And her name is Whitmore. And she's like, you know what would be incredible? If I was Erica Whatmore. And that's how it came to be.
Oh, she is unbelievable. But
yeah,
probably one of the funniest characters on reality TV I've ever come across.
Yeah, we got to give her her own show.
I grew up in South Florida, the Bahamas, and the BVI. That's just randomly placed in. I admire you. I could not have handled the tonnage by any means. And then she goes, I grew up in South Florida, Bahamas, BVI. And then she goes on to say, you are lovely and an incredible. Yeah, this is nonsense. Many thanks and many blessings, us salty girls. P.S. I would never look for a male unit in any harbor or anchorage globally ever. You should come to the Caribbean. It's so much more friendly. I know it's shallow for the boats, you captain, but at least everybody is friendly. If you do look for my boat, it's a 72-foot cat called Dreamcatcher.
God, man, that's got to suck. Oh, to know everybody thinks you're stupid.
She wrote, it's called the Dreamcatcher by Well Safe Seas. Oh, my boat, what's left of it is Tortola. What the fuck? She like has a boat in the Caribbean but doesn't know how to spell Caribbean. Okay, she's an idiot. Also, I found her LinkedIn and it just says artist and mother at me. Like she just wrote me. This lady is on some other shit. All right. Well, I'm sorry for that tangent. I needed to know more about this crack up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get back to this. All
right. Let's get the hell done with this. We have to take a break. Yeah. And then we'll be right back.
Yes, exactly. Nick has finally figured it out. And we're back. We are going to finish this episode out strong. So far, the guests love the food, but one guest hasn't touched her food. And Hannah comes to find out that she's like, what's wrong? And she's like, oh, I just don't like seafood. So Hannah goes to check her preference sheet, and it says that she only dislikes eggs. So they're working on getting her something
eggs
else.
Eggs are seafood.
Well,
right.
They go to work something else out for her dinner because they're going to have crab and lobster for dinner. But apparently also on her preference sheet, it says that she loves shrimp cocktails, which is weird that she said she didn't like seafood. And Adam is annoyed, but working hard to feed everyone. And the guests are so raptured by Captain Sandy. Like, they're like, wow. And she's telling stories from the seas. And apparently they read about her as this female captain before and just had to meet her. And they bring the one guest who doesn't eat seafood some duck breast, and she seems very confused as to why she got duck and everyone else got crab and lobster. And she says she doesn't like duck or chicken, but wants lobster without the crab. And she says she doesn't even know where they heard that she doesn't like seafood from. And it's very mind-boggling what's going on right now. Like, she's acting so confused, as if we didn't just film her say, I don't like seafood. And she says she doesn't like to complain. And everyone's like, well, what do you want to eat? We'll bring you whatever you want to eat. And Captain Sandy excuses herself and goes down to look at the preference sheet. And they show her what it says, and that it actually says that she prefers, that she likes shellfish. So Captain Sandy takes it up to confirm what the lady likes. And she says she does like shellfish, and she has no idea what's going on. And then she's like, oh, God, can we just please stop talking about what I like to eat? It's...
oh my God.
Nonsense. And then Adam makes a cake for them and they love it. And that's that. And Hannah thinks that Conrad is adorable, but she's looking for a man, not a puppy dog. And puppy dog, not duck. And then everyone goes to bed and it's the next day. So Casey's still vomiting and not feeling well. And Jay Wow, tells her to go see Captain Sandy because she's just too seasick and he's concerned. And Captain Sandy comes down to check on Casey and they decide to take her to the doctor. Captain Sandy wakes up Hannah to take over, and Hannah is not happy about it.
She just got to sleep. There wasn't real good way to tell how long she had been to sleep. They didn't really tell us. She could have been asleep for 6 hours at that point.
Yeah. Well, she said she had late service and then had to get up early.
Yeah.
So Jamie's annoyed that she has to work in the interior when she wants to work on the deck. So she goes to her room and cries about it. And the guests want prawns for breakfast. And they're talking about Hannah dying for them to be off the boat. And Hannah walks up and they all get very quiet very quickly, which is a telltale sign that
someone was talking about her.
Yeah. So Conrad is not impressed by how much JWoww thinks he knows after 1 year of yachting. He's like, I also thought I knew a bunch of stuff after 1 year, but you actually learn more. And the deck crew is working on docking the boat. And Captain Sandy says, in Naples, it's critical to dock correctly because the slips are so small. So she really relies on her bosun to nail the distances. And guess what? Conrad nails it.
Oh, my God. That's so rad.
So Hannah's glad that Casey's going to the doctors, and she's like, you can keep her if she can't work. And the guests are finally leaving. And their final word to the crew is to pay more attention to the guests' preference sheet. And everyone loses their goddamn mind internally.
You know, when you're a perfect charter from start to the middle, you're gonna end strong, and they do. And I'm really, really proud of her.
These guests
for
are
giving
monsters.
Her a stupid. No one has ever given a speech at the end negatively that has made them look good.
No. It just always makes them look like a monster.
Yeah.
So Brooke and JWoww are talking, and she thinks he is so flirtatious. And he also says that she's quiet. See, I'm not the only one who thinks she's too quiet. He's like, you're so quiet. And I can totally hear, I can barely hear you. And she's like, what? What, you can barely hear me?
Welcome to Deckheads with your host.
You can, like, barely hear me.
host me.
You can barely hear me.
She should host this.
I know.
Because people don't want to listen.
Oh. Well, it's tip meeting time. Captain Sandy says they were the toughest clients that she's ever had. Casey comes back and she says that the doctor gave her nausea pills to help her out, but I thought that's what the Dramamine was for. And
yeah, doesn't everyone take Dramamine?
Yeah, that's what I thought. She says Adam did follow the preference sheet, but he needs to not take it so personally when they're like losing their, when the guests are losing it. And she talks to Hannah about her face, saying she says one thing with her mouth and then her face says another thing. So she has to work on not showing her frustration as much on her face. And we learn that they got a 12K tip. Wow. And everyone is happy except for Hannah, because I guess it's not enough for her. And JWoww is like, in Zimbabwe, you don't get tips. So this money could feed a whole family for 2 months. And that really makes you appreciate the value of money.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
He's that guy. So everyone's getting ready to go out. And we learn that Colin has is a shoe collector. And he really likes to dress and put his shoes to match his style. So he goes through all his shoes with JWoww, and JWoww's like, I think shoes are just a necessity. It doesn't matter what you wear. It's like, okay, JWoww, you are
It
a
doesn't matter what
kill.
You wear, just as long as you are there. That's on the album.
Do you feel like JWoww is a buzzkill?
I think that JWoww is a wild card.
Yeah.
Sometimes a buzzkill, but I think he's the source of a lot of entertainment.
And pain. So Brooke is getting shitty texts from her boyfriend being like, why are you acting like this? And she's like, oh no, I'm so
He's like, I can't even hear you, babe. How come you don't, you're not defending yourself?
She's like, I am defending
I asked you a question. Did you suck his dick? If you don't say anything, that means
I'm
yes.
I'm
All right, well, you didn't say anything.
I'm actually
I already hung up if you're talking.
It's so absurd, but I already hung up. So everyone goes out to dinner and Casey says she didn't want to go out. She really wanted to stay and get rest, but she also wanted to get to know everyone so they didn't just see her as vomit girl. And Colin asks Hannah her age and she's like, I'm 24. And he's like, okay, so, but like, what's your real age? And I thought that was
Damn.
Funny.
You never ask a lady her age.
Not funny.
Colin apparently Not had a girlfriend funny. For 9 months and then she ghosted him. And that's his longest relationship ever.
Not
and I was
funny.
Like, that's tough. You can't date someone for 9 months and then go MIA. Like, that's really fucked up. Just break up
yeah.
with them.
But you gotta think about, like, would that ever happen to you? Of course not. And you gotta be like, what is the person doing that they're in a relationship with someone like that for so long that would do that? You know what I mean?
Well, he's taking the ferry.
That wasn't a good relationship.
Yeah, that's bad. Regardless, don't ghost people. Always break up with them.
Well, unless they're trying to kill you.
Okay, yes. In that circumstance, fine to ghost them.
But that's not like an uncommon circumstance. It's there are many, many reasons it is sometimes very of a good idea to ghost.
Well, if you're just in a relationship and you're bored with them, don't ghost them. Break up.
And you're not afraid for your life or safety of anybody.
Yeah, so they get up to go to the bar, and as they're leaving, JWoww is chugging his drink. And I think everyone else's drink, and everyone's like, uh-oh, we've seen this behavior before.
Dane.
Trevor.
Jen. From last season.
So they go out to the club to party, and Hannah says this season is a lot different vibes than compared to last charter season, and Brooke seems to be having a tough time and is like low-key crying, and Hannah pulls her aside and they go into the bathroom to talk, and she says that her boyfriend broke up with her, and Hannah gives Brooke a hug and tells her to fuck, these guys can fuck off because they don't deserve her if he breaks up with her just 3 days into the charter, and that they're going to have a good time this charter
season. Well, it's not that he doesn't deserve her. He doesn't want her.
Okay, Nick.
I mean, she's acting like she's breaking up with this guy and he's all brokenhearted, but he like does not care about you.
Yeah, well, JWoww is all drunk and he spills a drink on Casey and goes like, why'd you spill a drink on yourself? And then uses that opportunity to like try and wipe it up between her legs and be flirty. But
I'm trying to wipe it up between her legs.
Mostly creepy. Creepy behavior. And Casey's like, look, he's not going to get late. So it's funny to watch him like try.
Well, he may.
I don't think so.
Oh, not with her.
Oh, yeah.
The other girl.
Yeah. So JWoww's also into Brooke, apparently, and he said he's glad that she's coming out of her shell finally. And then Hannah's flirting with Conrad, even though he's young, and she's like, you're pretty cute for a 23-year-old. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Hell yeah.
And so they're all on the bus now, headed back to the boat, and everyone is so drunk and acting a fool, and they're like razzing each other. And Hannah says JWoww is holding his balls in front of Adam's face because he technically was. Wasn't he? Like, we see him do it. And then JWoww calls Hannah a stew, and she's like, I'm the chief stew. And then he's like,
You're a chief stew. You're not my chief stew.
Yeah, and then he's like, for a 30-year-old, you don't have much going on or something like that. And she's like, You'll never
be my chief.
He's like, Ringo. And she's like, what do you know about my life? You can't speak to me like that. I'm your chief stew. And then things basically pop off between them and Adam.
My life.
And Adam has to get involved and shut it down. And that's where the episode ends with everyone about to kill JWoww.
What an episode. All right, boat facts.
All right, here's the boat thing. Facts with Nikki T's.
I want to talk to you today about the Talisman Maiden.
Oh, yeah? You have some info on it?
That's the ship we're on. It's 54 meters, 178 feet. It is quite large. It is quite a bit larger than any boat we've seen so far. Built in 2006 and refit, shout out, to an exacting standard in 2012, the yacht boasts a range of exciting features that make her particularly appropriate for the waters of the Amalfi Coast. That's where they are, the Amalfi Coast. Indeed, her entertainment options range from a stunning selection of water toys to a sun deck jacuzzi and a refreshingly modern interior. It can be rented. How much per week? Anna Hosnier. Go.
It's pretty big. I'm going to say 500. No. $250,000 a week.
231 euros. So maybe, probably, that's what that means.
Oh.
Yeah. Does that make you feel good? Guests. Yeah, 12 guests in 6 cabins. An enormous open-plan sun deck and an eclectically styled interior with Art Deco features. It's a perennially popular charter yacht. Her interior blends Asian influences with Art Deco touches to create lavish, entertaining spaces.
I like that.
Yeah, there's an office adjoining the master cabin. You don't usually see that.
You don't see that at all.
No.
Can I send you something?
Please.
I actually, before this, I found Erika Watmore's art.
Oh, my God. And I just got an email from my weed store. So I got to get back to them soon.
I just sent you some of her art.
Okay, great. Erica, whoa, my God. All right, here's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at a naked lady holding a giant bowl. This is a painting. The left side of the painting is just shelves full of beakers. And then the right side of the painting, there's a woman. I suppose it's Erica Watmore. She's holding a giant blue bowl, and it's filled with milk, I assume. And the milk is pouring out of her nipples.
Into a giant bowl. Now, this art is called An Ode to Meth Child. Meth Child. But all one word. M-E-T-H-C-H-I-L-D-E.
That's what the beakers are. The meth making.
Oh, boy. There's two more pieces on this website that I found.
Oh my God.
I'm sending you another one that is called
Rich Lady Can Afford Paint. That's what it's called. Rich Lady Affords Paint.
It's called Mamai. The one I just sent you.
It's a sapphic woman with not sapphic. What's the word for obese? Zaftig. You know, potentially sapphic, short hair, I can only assume. Also naked, has a wooden peg leg, and also what looks like a machete in a guava half. And she's holding the other half of the guava, and it's nonsensical.
Yes, the third piece of art I sent you is called The Mighty Mighty Sampo Mill. So basically, I will post all of these on Twitter on our Instagram and Twitter for you guys to see the great artwork of Erika Watmore, because she is on some shit. Also, the blonde lady who didn't know what she wanted to eat, her name is apparently Michelle Hilbury, and she retweeted Hannah after Hannah said that these guests really show you that money can't buy you manners or class. I was incredibly disappointed that people still treat people like this. And Michelle Hilbury retweeted her and said, I'm sorry, Hannah. The next meal is 100% your fault. I was so clear that I didn't want game food and you served me duck. People will see what you did. I wasn't mean at all.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. She's an idiot.
What the fuck?
These women. She's got 39 followers.
Duck is game food.
Everyone.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of photos of Erika Wilson on the internet of her, like,
it's, I'm really positive it's Erica.
Okay, well, Erika Watmore is just hanging out at all these societal events in Miami because I guess she lives in Miami.
What a show. What an ep. I'm sad to see him go, honestly.
Yeah, well, what can you do?
I could have watched a whole season of that.
Yeah, well, now we know.
Now we know. All right, that's our show today, guys. All right, thank you so much for supporting, for rating, for reviewing, for clicking, for sharing, for fucking, and, you know, for doing your thing. You know, people fuck. I love it.
All right, real quick, let me do my last spiel. Follow us on DeckheadsPod on Instagram and Twitter. Email us at deckheadspod@gmail.com. You can follow me at Anna Hosni. You can follow Nick at Nick's Turners. And give us a 5-star review. We demand it. All right, we're outie. Bye.
Deckheads is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.